שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד
We're reading in Kabbalah for the Student. We're on page 245, the article Matan Torah, item 11. You can download the article as well as ask questions from Kab.tv. Item 11. Now we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cleave unto Him in its true appearance. This exaltedness and vikut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work in Torah and Mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here. As we have said above, that pleasure is only the equivalence of form with its maker. And when we equalize with every conduct in our root, we sense delight. Also, everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as it necessitated by that concept. And we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root.
Well, no. Any questions? Okay.
First of all, what is it to adhere to him?
What's written that you're asking about?
Right, now we found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cleave unto him. What is to cleave unto him?
The adhesion to the kut is something he explains in a different place, not here, you're right. He says that adhesion is the equivalence of form. The result of equivalence of form in spirituality is called dvekut, adhesion.
And then he says, and through the equivalence of the branches to their root.
Right. If we, as branches, go back to our root, to the Creator, this is called coming closer to adhesion with Him.
So what do we actually have to do? To cleave to Him and then we...
To adhere to Him means to bestow like Him. Like the host bestows to the guest needs to learn how to bestow to the host. To the extent of equivalence of form, not the equivalence of the substance that makes up the host and the guest, their essence. Rather, the form, the equivalence of form, the external expression of how the Creator is towards the creatures and the creatures towards the Creator. That's where they need to be in equivalence, in similarity. So one who resembles the Creator, bestowing to the Creator as the Creator bestows to him, he's called similar to the Creator, Adam. As it says, you are called Adam, man.
Then he says that all the pleasures that we have will be only when we're adhered to him.
I'm not discussing pleasure right now. He refers here to special pleasures that come from equivalence of form. Those who have equivalence of form receive a special kind of fulfillment that we refer to as pleasure, but, you know, pleasure is a matter of the kli. How evolved it is, and according to its development, it receives and enjoys, and not otherwise. If you give a baby some of the foods that we're eating, it won't be able to stand that, because it's not sweet, it's not milky, and the baby likes sweet milk. You know, well, what does a baby like? If we give you only sweet milk, you know, you like some spice, right?
Yeah, I'm like the Moroccan of Europe. The question he's saying here is, open your eyes and to look and see the essence of creation, which is to cleave to him or to adhere to him. I'm asking myself.
The equivalence of form with the Creator.
Right, I mean, the Creator can do anything.
We're not getting into this.
Adhered to him.
So he created it like this.
Why did he create us this way? Why
I don't know. Go ask him, then explain to me.
Who will I ask?
No, let's stop it here. I'm not as smart as you are. I have went through these wisdoms before already. You know, when I gave lectures, let's say in the 80s, then people were smart like that. I can even tell you when periods of times when I gave lectures and what were the kind of questions and the different kinds of, you know, twists from the audience in different times. You know, first they would ask about the choice, and then they would ask about why the creator is this way or that way, and then the, you know, the students of Rabbi Akiva, that they found this or that, and, you know, things related to Gaon v'Atzilut, all kinds of David and Bathsheba and all of that. Really, there were eras, like really different eras of these questions. Thankfully, everything's lost now. No one knows anything. You know, today they don't know anything. In the past, people would know stuff from their house, from their homes, you know, from their father or grandfather. They would ask about the Bible. Today, no one knows what the Bible is anyway.
A summarizing question. I just want to say, what is our root? What do you mean by our root?
Our root means that all our roots are in Him. In Him, in the Creator. He holds us like a yo-yo. That's it. That's all. That's our root. Like it or not. That's how it is. Let's go.
Item 12. These were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. And that cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. A wild ass shall be turned into man. Because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, whose every movement revolves solely around himself, without a shred of bestowal upon others. Thus, then one is at the farthest distance from the root. On the other end, since the root is all bestowal, without a hint of reception, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. The more he grows and more he receives from the environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment, and then one is initiated into keeping Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called Lolishma, not for her name, since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to keep Torah and mitzvot Lishma, for her name, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his Maker. As the Rambam said, women and children should not be told of keeping Torah and mitzvot Lishma, because they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work Lishma. It is as our sages said, from Lolishma one comes to Lishma, which is defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's Maker and not for any self-love. Through the natural remedy of the engagement in Torah and mitzvot Lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages wrote, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upwards in degrees of the above spoken exaltedness, until he loses all remnants of self-love, and all the mitzvot in his body rise, and he performs all his actions only to bestow, such that even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, so he can bestow. This is why our sages said the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people with.
He tells us about the entire evolution of the human, that he comes from the corporeal development to serious questions, and then he enters a society that develops him spiritually, leads him to the questions of Lishma, until he completely corrects his will to receive in order to bestow. Here in item 12, he told us about the entire process that man should go through. That is, if there are such people who have an urge for correction, for correcting their desires. Some don't. Some belong to the general body of the soul. And for them, it's only submitting themselves towards the great ones who can, so they can be as dust under the feet of the righteous. And by that, they make their corrections. And that's 99% of humanity. Understood? What?
I didn't understand what is towards us, lo lishma.
I don't understand what is towards us.
One who's studying the wisdom of Kabbalah already is in a group. What is lo lishma?
One who studies, you know, he's in different stages. Lishma means there are such desires in a person that is capable of directing them in order to bestow. Not for his sake, but for the sake of others. When you take desires of the friend, they become more important than your desire, and on top of all kinds of resistance and failures and objections that you have, you overcome that and do for his sake. That's called lishma.
So what is lo lishma?
Lo lishma is for one's self-benefit. But lo lishma, for one's benefit, is when you're still in the system and you want to correct yourself and you're really trying, but you still haven't received the force that enables you to overcome your ego and make an action that is truly for the benefit of others.
Meaning I'm in the understanding that I'm in Lolishma.
Yes, of course. Of course. Just people on the street, they're not in Lolishma. Lolishma is a very high degree. When I'm going and trying and exerting and putting all the means together to come to Lishma. And what I am in right now is still called Lolishma. He also writes to us that what we think of as lishma as being great, lolishma is even greater than that. We don't appreciate lolishma. It's really great work of overcoming, and in truth, it gives the Creator very great pleasure when we try. It's like little kids. They try, it doesn't work out for them, but they try. And that gives great pleasure to the parents. They see how the kid is trying, even though he doesn't succeed.
Rabash writes in the piece, the dispute is more than not having a dispute at all. We need to know that the degree of lolishma is a very important degree. And we don't have the intellect to appreciate the importance of Torah and mitzvot in lolishma. And Bala Sulam said that as much as a person understands to consider the importance of lishma, that it's important work, he needs to know that even the lo lishma is even more important than the lishma, because a person is not qualified to appreciate the importance of keeping Torah and mitzvot even in lo lishma. And of course, the essence of keeping Torah and mitzvot needs to be in lo lishma.
That's because you're doing it against the desire, so you're even more aimed at bringing contentment.
And also in the introduction to this, item 12, Bala Sulam gives a definition to Lolishma. The matter of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot in Lolishma means that he believes in the Creator and in the Torah and in reward and punishment, and he engages in the Torah due to the Creator commanding him to do so, but he associates also pleasure for himself in doing the mitzvot.
He can't otherwise do it. There has to be some level of self-pleasure, self-benefit. There's also the question of who's greater, the one who is commanded and is doing, and one who is not and is still doing. Find that source. All right, is this clear? Yes? Yes.
The letter starts with a quote that the mitzvot were only gifts to purify the creatures. I wanted to ask, what do we need to join to what? Purify is also joining in Hebrew.
The Torah was given in order to cleanse the will to receive, to make it clean, to take out of it all the intentions to receive and instead bring the intentions to bestow. The matter itself stays.
You mean to join the will to bestow to the will to receive?
No, the will to bestow is the Creator. The will to receive is the created being. The created being, instead of the will to receive with the intention to receive, which was created by the shattering of the vessels, which preceded our creation, we have to replace the intention to receive with an intention to bestow. The will remains. So my desire, being divided to many degrees, 125 degrees, I'm given a little desire with an intention to receive. I have to replace it with an intention to bestow. Then I discover a greater desire with an intention to receive. Then I want to replace its intention as well, and so on and so forth. We're working on the intentions only. The desire doesn't matter to me. The desires could be... There's no such thing as a desire itself being good or bad. It is said, the angel of death is destined to be the holy angel. The pork is destined to be kosher. We're talking about a very great will to receive, but when you can add to it an intention to bestow, it's called kosher. It all depends not on the desire, but the intention over the desire.
A question from a student from Khedera: what is it that I have opportunities to bestow through partial measures?
I don't understand this. Measure, you mean partial measure, partial portion?
Yes, it's written about this.
Well, yeah, of course, we always bestow in partial quantities, measures. Sure, a little bit and a little bit until the final correction when everything connects together. Until then, it's always a certain little portion of the desire that I have to use it in order to bestow. All right, you want to read the whole item again, maybe? Okay, let's do it.
We're going to read item 12 again. These were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse the people.
Meaning that the acts themselves don't matter, rather the intention over the action. This is what they're asking. Does it matter how we slaughter the beast, or what is the matter of cleansing that we need to achieve by the Torah?
That cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body.
The will to receive, which is in order to receive. This is called the turbid body, in order to receive.
Which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all Torah and mitzvot.
The cleansing of the will to receive, meaning that it's cleansed from its intention to receive.
Since a wild ass shall be turned into man. Because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him.
That's how we all are to begin with.
Whose every movement revolves solely around himself without a shred of bestowal upon others.
That's everyone, according to their nature. We're only aimed at ourselves, meaning a will to receive, greater, smaller, doesn't matter, but it's all in order to receive. Then one is at the farthest distance from the root, on the other hand, since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception. Whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world.
Meaning we are in a completely opposite form than the root, than the creator. Is that clear? There's no questions about that. No. Okay. Yes?
In the given state, where we are born in a complete opposite state from the creator, the first time that the human discovered the quality of bestowal, how did it happen?
Ask Adam Rishon, I don't know.
No, but there's this an attainment from a complete opposite state, which is our nature.
Yes. The first one to discover that he's opposite the creator was Adam Rishon, the first man. Not Adam, he wasn't the first person, Adam Rishon of the system, but he was called like that. His name was Adam in this world. He wrote the book Raziel the Angel. It's written in the Zohar that he wrote that. Because there are those who say that yes and no, but it's written. I will tell you. The book of Raziel, the angel, was written by Adam Rishon. It's written in our... In which volume is this? Volume 2 of Zohar for All, Bereshit, Genesis, page 244. The Zohar writes that. No, because there's a dispute about who wrote it.
No, okay, so what's the difference between the essence of how he discovered? Because he didn't have a 10 and so forth. We're working here for years in 10 and connection to reach some spark of bestowal.
But he had a very small will to receive. He was very pure. He wasn't cruel and an egoist like you.
Even though, according to what's written here, he was born like a wild ass, as it's called.
A wild ass means that he's completely negus from his father and mother.
He too.
But his spark, relative to his desire, was strong. And according to his small desire, his egoistic desire, it wasn't necessitating all the 10 and the books and... But rather from the purity of his soul, he revealed these things. And many people are like that. A whole generation of Kabbalists that revealed it on their own, from their of themselves, by seeking, and that question led them to the revelation of the Creator.
In our times, is it possible?
I don't think it's possible in our times. If you ask me, according to what it appears to me, I don't think so, because we're the end of the souls, as he explains it to us. Therefore, we're the worst of the souls that we are. It's really from the whole partsuf of the souls, kacham chagat nehim, we are below all those who preceded us. Please.
We'll read from Kabbalah for the Student, page 246. The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others.
Meaning here, it's already referring to that he's in the right environment, he wants to grow from the will to receive, he wants to bestow, and then he gets a certain impression and advances.
And this, of course, this depends on the values of the and the development in that environment. And then one is initiated into keeping Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called lolishma.
Meaning, do acts of bestowal and it'll be good for you. You'll come to the revelation of the Creator, you'll come to connection with the society, you'll succeed. You won't die for nothing. You'll reach revelation, eternality, perfection. What are we all together? Right, Terence? Why are you sitting here, poor thing? Because you want to acquire a total annulment, but give me everything. Yes? Right? That's it. Yes?
No, Dudi.
Well, Dudi?
Since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to keep Torah and mitzvot lishma, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his Maker. As the Rambam said, women and children should not be told of keeping Torah and mitzvot lishma, because they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work lishma.
I mean, this is revealed to us slowly, slowly, whoever wants. They're divided to the small ones, the children, the women, the elderly, and so on. We, in our spiritual engagement. And that's how this is slowly revealed to them.
As our sages said, from lolishma one comes to lishma, which is defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's Maker and not for any self-love. Through the natural remedy of the engagement in Torah and mitzvot lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages wrote, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upward in degrees of the above-spoken exaltedness until he loses all remnants of self-love, and all the mitzvot in his body rise, and he performs all his actions only to bestow, so even the necessity that he receives.
It's done slowly, slowly, gradually like that by the reforming light. The society awakens more. He awakens more, feels more, and that's how it goes and is accepted. This is the natural virtue of a remedy of this work.
So even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, so he can bestow. This is why our sages said, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people with.
Yes, meaning the mitzvot are considered the correction of the desires, the cleansing of them from the intention in order to receive, to come to a restriction, and to assembling the intention upon them in order to bestow upon all 613 mitzvot that are in man. Or in the general neshama, in the general soul. Okay? Yes.
I'm a little tired from all the explanations.
Okay, we don't care about that. What's your question?
My question is, in the end, all we're looking for is security. And
I don't know. You're looking for security? Go to the Ministry of Security.
No, I'm not saying this. I'm saying in terms of our responsibility, in terms of what I give out of myself, that's the security I'm talking about.
You're right. So that's you. Others are talking about something else. You're right. The feeling of the will to receive, what it seeks usually, is that security. That kind of, that's a good feeling that you have, the right feeling you have. Now, in order to get that security, you have to get adhesion in the Creator. Like a baby that wants to be adhered to his mother all the time. That's the safest state. The safest was when he was inside her, but at least in her hands. Well,
okay, so I replace the security or confidence from my games to faith, to the point that I can be naked and feel the safest in the world, and then do what I have to do from this faith.
Faith is called the quality or force of bestowal. It's similarity to the Creator.
Yes.
As He bestows, so do you. Then with the force of faith that you will have from like that, you will feel associated to Him, similar to Him, like Him, and able to do actions like Him towards the others.
Right, so it sounds like something perfect that I won't be bothered by anything.
So what's the problem? So the fact that you're doing everything to not be concerned, it's considered that you're doing it lo lishma. And it's fine. That's also good. In the beginning of the way, that's normal.
Right, but how do I transform it? I want to be not dependent on this or that.
You want to do the actions not for the sake of the security, but because they themselves are good.
No.
No, not yet.
No, I want to be in the confidence that everything I'm doing is from the faith that I know that I'm in.
Meaning achieving that security is the main thing.
That's what I feel.
So I'll tell you, I'm seeking something else. I'm seeking not to be in security because that gives me a drive to seek the Creator. But also looking for the Creator, not to be in security in His hands, but in order to bestow to Him from the feeling of insecurity.
I don't understand this.
Okay. Well, later.
No.
Well.
Rav, he says, first we engage in love of others, and then when they grow, for bestowing contentment.
Yes.
My question is whether the efforts that we're making, is that not the bringing contentment to Him?
All our attempting is bringing contentment to God.
So it's not separate actions.
I'll tell you, moreover, there's no person in the world that does not bring contentment to the Creator. Even you. Yes, you too. Our main mafioso. Yes, Dudi.
I wanted to ask on a different topic. We're on our way to a unity convention in Europe, but actually, in parallel, there's a lot of separating conflicts in Europe right now. A big one is Madrid and Barcelona, but not just that. There's a lot of spaces, areas where they want autonomy.
Well, very well. We've talked about this already for years. Now it's happening. Well,
why is it happening now?
The will to receive is growing. The will to receive grows. Each feels like he stands out more and more differentiated from the others. And that's why he wants autonomy. What does the Creator want to awaken in us by this? We can be in autonomy only under a condition, that we will be connected above the autonomy. Love covers all transgressions, and we don't have that. Therefore, all these autonomies is our true destruction, both to the economy and to all the other things, on one hand. On the other hand, you can't stop them, because the will to receive is growing. Look at what a trick the Creator is doing for us here. He's awakening a great will to receive, and each soon You know what will happen? Once that Germany that was divided to 160, I don't know how many princehoods, or that's only like a couple hundred years ago. Yeah. That's all in all. We will see that. We'll see it returning to that. We will see the return to that. America will divide there, that's for sure. Everything. Russia already started to leave its authorities. And that's not the end. Really, each and everyone, the will to receive, which stands out, emphasizes everyone. Therefore, each of us wants to be in his own autonomy. But the world altogether eventually closes us together. We can't. The laws, the merchandise, the everything, the trade, everything that's going on. How could you? How is it possible? Therefore, there needs to be autonomy for everyone, whoever wants, under the condition that we know how to maintain a good, nice connection between all of us. That's called, upon all crimes, love will cover it. And then only in such a way we will be able to exist. Therefore, we will have to learn how to be connected above those autonomies, above the ego. Yes.
So at a first stage, to give autonomy to anyone who's asking?
No. By doing so, you will destroy everything on one hand. On the other hand, you have to do this because otherwise we will see. There will be a nice awakening, kind of strong, all the way to hatred. But actually, they don't want to hate each other. They want to be different. They want to be apart. The will to receive grows. You're apart, I'm apart. Who can live today? Look, families, everything, it's all in separation. Moreover, nations, they don't want this, but that's how it's coming out. The will to receive from within feels that it's different. It's different. I can't be. You'll be here and I'll be there. And then in such a way, we will be kind of nice neighbors to each other. But neighbors, not you living with me and I'm living with you. Do you understand? That's what the big will to receive is obligating us. And the medicine for it is only love will cover all crimes. Only to learn how to be in connection of the different things. And that's as we learn here. That it can't be that you are correcting and you have one thing, but rather below bad, above it good, or right and left. But they have to be together. Just like the same solution for couples. There's no such a thing that we live in love, perfect, eternal love. Absolute. There's no such thing. Together with all the crimes, we discover the connection and the love. We understand it with our intellect, and we include these things together. And then we can exist. This is something we need to learn. Yes.
Baal Salam gives a beautiful explanation to this phenomenon in the article Peace in the World. He says, even though there is a very lofty reason for the singularity, of the quality of singularity, which extends from the singularity of the Creator, which is the root of all creations, yet when the sense of singularity settled within our narrow egoism, its action became ruin and destruction to the point that it's the source of all the ruins that happened and will happen in the world.
Rav, Quel est ton sentiment à propos de notre préparation pour le congrès?
Rav, what is your feeling with regards to our preparation for the convention? What to add? What's missing?
Constantly add. I have no feeling. You need to know. You're doing the convention.
But what's lacking?
If you think I'm going to get on the stage and start dancing and tell you some kind of, like I'm a stand-up artist or something, that's not going to happen. From time to time, from convention to convention, you need to be in more and more powerful participation together with me. I'm giving something, you're adding a multiple of that. And then together, that's how we make a convention.
Il y a quelques jours, tu as dit que les Shiva Chavarim qu'on fait, c'est un show.
About the gathering of friends that we'll have in the convention. What exactly does it mean? Because a few days ago you said that the gathering of friends that we're doing is like a show, that it's not really a gathering of friends.
Sir, I don't know anything. You need to do everything. You have time. I talked yesterday with the management of the convention. Talk, do. The Yeshivat Chavrim doesn't have to do with me at all. Not the awakening before the lesson, not after the lesson, not all kinds of shows and all kinds of meetings in the evening there. Not at all. That's not me. That's you. You learned enough from me. Now do. Daily task. Who? From Haifa. Haifa.
All right, the tens on duty today, the Lithuanian group, Kiev, Japan, Petah Tikva 10 number 8 and Haifa 10 number 2. The daily task, every friend makes an action of practically showing love towards other friends in the 10. Every friend does a practical act of love, showing love towards another friend in the 10. In the end, we share our impressions in the end of the day. You're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson at 6:30 p.m. Israel time with Rav Lightman today. Thank you and good day. A unity event in Petah Tikva on Sunday, the 12th of November. Everyone's invited, 6:30 p.m. Israel time. The story of Kabbalah Am, a unity event in Israel. And the Lithuanian convention in Vilnius, in Lithuania, November 3rd through the 5th. Eurocob.info and a song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן לאהבה. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם, ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב.